Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. A lot to get to on a Friday, football Friday, but of course, for the Eagles, not till a football Monday. We got a good result last night, though. Down go the Cowboys.
What
good morning.
What have I done to deserve this?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, be careful how you treat people because you never know who you're going to see on your way down.
Mm.
But, and profound. Let me say this, too, because it's funny. I was not rooting for the Cowboys, right?
Well, you did pick them to win.
Well, I did. Yeah.
You said
I
it'd
did.
Be good for the Eagles.
You did.
I did.
That was just your spin.
I did. I said.
Jolly called you an idiot, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jolly versus Douglas. Is that next?
I'm gonna let Jolly live on that. Because I'm gonna put Jolly in the same category that I put everybody else that doesn't listen to the show.
Jolly does listen.
Jolly does. Yeah.
I work from 10 to 2.
Jolly's listening.
Right. And I say a lot of profound stuff throughout the day.
That's true.
So if you are not smart enough to realize that's just a small sniffing of all the profound things that come off my mouth on a day-to-day basis, then I don't know what to tell you. Because my point was to put pressure on the Eagles so they can win out. That was the thing. That was the whole purpose of me saying that. And I did think they were going to win last night. And they had some opportunities to win that game last night. That was a good game. That's 70-plus points.
It was a
Yeah, we can hear that, Kyle.
Oh, crap.
We're off to a rousy start on a Friday.
Yeah, Kyle's just saying hi to Gus, who's calling. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard as we roll here. Look, good night for the Eagles last night. And I understood your point yesterday, Hugh.
No, I got it.
May have not agreed, but I got it, that it would have put pressure on the Eagles. But now we could take a little bit of the pressure off and take a deep breath. The Cowboys lost, which means the magic number for the Philadelphia Eagles is 3 to win the NFC. So they have 5 games left. So we're at the point now where if the Eagles just keep their head above water, the Cowboys are irrelevant, right? The Cowboys go win every one of the rest of their games. If the Eagles win 3 out of their last 5, they win the NFC East. We get a home playoff game, and away we go. And after watching the game last night, and it was back and forth, it was physical, some injuries at the end with Brian Branch going down, I was thinking about this morning, Q, when it comes to the Eagles. So, you know, we have dreams still of going back to the Super Bowl, and that is possible no matter how the Eagles get in the playoffs. If they play well in the playoffs, they can make a deep run. Obviously, though, the more games they win the next few weeks, the better chance they have. They'll get a higher seed, maybe the 2, maybe still the 1. But after watching last night and seeing Jalen Carter's out, and, you know, this is going to have a war of attrition.
Got a little nervous?
Well, no, I'm just at the point now where we got the Cowboys lost, and I will, if you tell me right now, I could sign up for 3-2 in the last 5 games, I will take that in a heartbeat. Clinch the division, and I understand 3-2, what that means. It means they're very unlikely to get a top seed, right? They're not going to get the 1 seed going 3-2. 11-6 is not going to get the 1 seed. It probably doesn't even get the 2 seed. It probably makes the Eagles the number 3 seed in the NFC. Home playoff game the first round, and then away we go. I would sign up for that versus the unknown, because the unknown could be they get it together, and they win out, and they're great, and they have a chance at the 1 seed. But the unknown could also be 2-3 or a full collapse. Like, if you, I would just, if you tell me right now I could sign up for 3-2 in the last five games, I'm in. Let's go. Hugh, would you sign up for it?
I want to play it. I want it to play out. Because this is where – help me
– Risk taker Douglas over here.
No, this is where Eagles fans need to help me understand their logic. Okay. Because my logic last night was I welcome pressure. I don't run from pressure. That's why I said what I said about the Cowboys. Let them win because I control my own destiny. See, when you talk about doing it the other way, to me that's you're looking for the easier route. Life ain't easy.
Well, no, but
ain't no easy way out, Joe.
3-2 controls
ain't no
your destiny.
Home.
3-2,
no,
I win
no
the division.
Home.
3-2,
but how?
3-2. So we keep
how did we go? Like help, like because I see some people calling and talking about they're happy with 3-2.
Oh yeah.
Tell me how you go from being the number one team to hey, I'll take the 3-2.
Oh, I can I tell you what?
I want to be.
I have the answer.
I want to be the paterfamilias.
Yeah, but we haven't.
I am the paterfamilias.
We haven't moved the ball in two months.
Okay, and we got five games to figure it out.
Yeah, sure. But you know what? Look, again, I don't want to be alarmist here.
You're a little bit.
No, I'm just being real. I'm being real. If you don't sign up for 3-2, you play it out, right? You could go 5-0. They could go 4-1. They could figure everything out.
Or you could figure it all out and run the table.
Or you can go 1-4 and miss the playoffs. I mean, like, or you go 2-3. I mean, like, there is no – look at the – again, the Cowboys came back to earth. I'm not surprised. They played a really good offense on the road. They're not the same team away from Dallas. But look at the Cowboys' schedule the next 4 weeks, right? They have at home Minnesota. They'll probably beat that team. They have the Chargers at home. That feels like a toss-up game. We'll see what they do. They play Washington and the Giants the last 2 weeks. Dallas going 3-1 is not inconceivable down the stretch. Last night was their toughest game left. They lost it. If I take 3-2 right now, I guarantee the Eagles are playing in the postseason with a home game. I'm guaranteeing it. I don't need the 4-1, 5-0 thing because what if they don't?
Let it play out. There's a whole lot of what ifs. If was a fifth.
Well, this is all a what-if. I mean, the whole thing is a what-if.
Well, it is. Yeah. I just don't feel – to me, it feels like y'all taking the coward's way out just a little bit.
3-2?
Not calling you a coward. You're not calling you a coward.
Hold on a second.
But it's
if we
call him a coward,
okay,
Joe.
I'm not calling. Nah, Joe, my partner. I love him to death. I'm talking
still
everybody.
I want
to win out.
I don't think 3-2 is cowardly. Guys, what do you think the record's going to be without our hypothetical?
You know what that is? That sounds to me like hopes and maybes. I just hope
hold on.
Because our offense is not doing
well.
Well,
it sucks.
I hope we make it to 3-2 so we can make it to the playoffs and get our ass.
Did you know
we won the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, don't do that. All right, so
that's what we're doing today.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Before we get to Kyle on the phone lines here, let's establish this. They have five games left. I would sign up for 3-2. You want to let it play out because you think maybe it's better.
I think it's better.
Well,
I believe that.
Well, let's go through the schedule. In Los Angeles against the Chargers.
They win.
Okay. I think it's toss up, but I would probably think they're going to win.
We'll see how I feel Monday.
Well, they could.
No, you can't.
Raiders at home win.
Yeah,
right. We're all on the same page there. In Washington on a short week Saturday night.
You got Washington. That's almost a back to back. That's close to being a back to back.
You think they're going to win that game in Washington?
Both of them. They should. Who's the quarterback? Marcus Mariota?
Daniels is practiced in full yesterday.
He's not going to be right.
Okay. I'm not sure. Okay. All right. And then they play in Buffalo in between the two Washington
Buffalo
games.
Ain't the team they once were at the beginning of the season, in my opinion.
Neither are the Eagles.
Well, yeah. I guess you're bringing reality to the table.
Yeah, I am.
I
would sign up for 3-2. 3-2 guarantees me I'm in the postseason. Let's go. I'm doing it. I win the division at 3-2. 215-592.
That sounds like a lot of hope to me. I hope we do well.
Well, what if we do your way and they go 1-4?
I hope everything is going to be okay.
Old Kenny Rogers, the gambler over here.
Listen, you don't see these $2 parlays I be hitting on a regular.
Yeah, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. All right.
Listen, I have not you've been playing timid all year, in my opinion. You haven't gotten it together all year. Like, let the chips fall where they may. I'm riding this thing till the wheels fall off.
Or you just take 3-2, and we'll see you in the first round of the playoffs. Kyle, what are you feeling? We get a gift last night. Lions win, Cowboys lose the game. So now the Eagles could win this thing with three out of their last five.
So, I don't know. You smell that, Hugh?
Fear.
Smells like fear.
It does, man. Well, it does. Like,
have you watched our offense?
Yes.
Of course
yes,
I have
I
fear.
Have. Look,
they
right,
can't
look,
move the ball.
Look, full disclosure, I threw in the towel in the season earlier this week.
But Friday, Kyle, is different.
It's
from Tuesday,
Friday.
Yeah.
We got a breath of new life
that's
with the
true.
Cowboys' loss.
That's true.
I'm not really thinking about them creeping, breathing down our neck anymore. Let's play this thing out, man. Like, if it falls apart, it falls apart. I'll deal with that when we get there, man. The one seed's still right there.
Right there.
Right there. We're not getting it with 3-2. We have a tiebreaker over the Rams.
I want the number one seed.
I think the Bears are going to fall back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on the Bears.
So it's the Rams to me. And I'm looking at the Rams schedule.
Well, Rams or Seahawks, right? Whoever doesn't get whoever wins that division.
Yes, but the Rams are the team that I think they're better than the Seahawks. The Seahawks haven't beaten any good teams this season. Yeah. It's the Rams I'm looking at. We have the tiebreaker over the Rams.
Where's my notepad?
What?
Well, it starts with the Chargers. I can tell you what it says. I can tell you what it says. It starts with the Chargers.
I was kind of in the middle of it.
My bad. My fault. Carry on, Kyle. You
did completely just destroy that.
No, because I'm like, where's my notepad?
Hugh, there's no easy way out, man.
Ain't no shortcut home, Kyle.
I'm not taking 3-2.
No.
It's cowardly.
You sound like a bunch of... Can't say that.
No, you know what I hear?
Dude, if we go 0-5, we go 0-5.
You know what it sounds to be like?
If he dies, he dies.
It sounds like Drago. If he dies, he dies.
That's what we are.
I don't want to die.
When did we become so soft, man? Seriously.
3-2 is soft? You make it sound like I'm sitting here saying, let's just get one out of the last five and hope. 3-2 with the way they've played?
The way we played all year, every Friday we sit in here and we have a bunch of individuals call in. We're going to blow them out 38-6 every week. So now all of a sudden you want to take 3-2?
3-2.
Give me a break.
Hold
man.
On a second. Give me a break.
See, I don't like this conversation. I'm already on the line.
Give me a break.
Hey, keep your finger on the dub button, dog.
You guys have lost your minds. I think the extended week makes you forget what happened. Last time
I ain't worried about that no more. Okay. It's Friday.
Do you know how many first downs Eagles had in the first?
Care. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. You must have forgotten. Do you know how many first downs Eagles had? It's that kind of day. All right. You know what? That's fine. That's fine. I won't tell you.
Blah, blah, blah. Like the kid. La, 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 la,
What a very mature conversation.
Very mature. I don't want to hear it.
All right, cut his mic. 215-592-9494. Would you sign up right now for 3-2 the rest of the way? I would. It guarantees the division. We raised the banner. Hell, we're going to raise a second banner for the never doubted it. They had this thing. By the way, Hugh, the Eagles had two first downs in the first half last week.
Care.
Two first downs. And they'll go win out now.
Hey, right. Season starts Monday,
it
Joe.
It starts Monday. It starts with the Chargers,
Joe. Did you find your notebook?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. This guy. Before we get to the phones, hold on. He's walking out. Before we interrupt all the callers, have you figured out the phone iPad situation? Or is the iPad going to ring today?
No, I did.
Is the iPad here today?
Oh, the iPad's here.
I ain't even figured out my... I lost my papers for the day. I lost my...
Your reads?
Yeah, I lost all those.
Oh, right. Dude.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
I think
you have one before break.
Yeah, no, I
know. All right, just go find them.
Let me find that, man.
We'll talk to Will.
I'm a mess.
Take a few minutes.
You just figured this out. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Drew team, how y'all doing today?
Good morning, Will.
All right. Listen, man, I can't believe you, man. Like, you ready to settle?
Yes.
Are you kidding me, man?
Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you got to cash out of the bet, you got to hedge, and you have to just take the win and move on. Let's get to the playoffs.
What city are you from, man?
Well, I mean, I was born in Jersey. Yeah, I'm not a city, but I live here now.
As
so.
Hugh walks down the hall.
Hugh left, by the way.
Okay, so it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at.
Yeah, I'm here. I live here, Will.
So we don't take that in Philly, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I don't know. I got to check this poll. I think people are going to take this. Go ahead, Will.
All right, listen. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to be clear about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hugh, I loved your speech yesterday, man.
Yep.
Because you was dead on point.
Yep.
And you never lied, man.
Thoughts on that, Hugh?
And the whole thing is, you said, hey, KP, I believe in you. Hey, Jalen, I believe in you. AJ. Defense, offense, I believe in you. But guess what? None of that matters if they don't believe in themselves, bro. This is what it all comes down to, is trusting each other and playing as a team. That's why we are the Super Bowl defending champs. And nobody is going to be able to take that away, bro. You dig what I'm saying? We're not just handing this title over. See, the only thing is, when you become a champ, you got to do whatever you got to do to maintain and continue to be the champ. And one thing I can say about the Philadelphia Eagles, we are battle-tested. We showed it last season. We had a rough start toward the end, but we're going to finish on top. You know why? Because we are the number one team. We are the beast of the East. We are the best team in the NFL until somebody's taken away from us. And guess what? We're not giving nothing away. Because guess what? Christmas is not around the corner. Guess what? Christmas is all year round for the Eagles. Because all we're going to do is take. We're not giving nothing this season. Because we are the boys. We are the best team in the league. And nobody can take that away from us. So what we're going to do, we're going to show the world that guess what? It ain't about to start, it's about to finish. And what we do is we finish strong, and we finish on top. And the only way we can do that is a team effort, just the same way as last season. So all I got to say is this, one time, baby, we're going back, and we're going to win, because everybody's all in. The next man up, and guess what? You think the run can't get us back here, but it will. We're going to show it because we're going to give them the three-headed monster. That's Tank, Saquon, and my man, Jalen Hurts. So what I want to say, and I'm going to end it here because I'm running out of breath, baby. And what we're not going to do is run out of breath on that field. And we're not going to give up on that field. We're going to bring it back home, and we're going to keep the championship in Philadelphia because we are the defending champions. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, baby!
There we go, Will! Appreciate it!
Hey, Will, my fault. I missed most of that. Could you start over?
No, he's gone. He was asking you questions, by the way, while you were gone.
We have a new Hugh, by the way. The ghost of Douglas. The chair was empty in the video.
Hide and seek, Hugh.
I left my notes.
Where?
In the meeting room. I thought I grabbed them. I usually grab them. I left them in the meeting room.
What notes?
Well, I left my reads.
What notes?
And my note. My notes are in my bag, but I left my reads.
We know what is in your notebook. It starts with the Chargers.
It starts with the Chargers.
It's only 10:15, guys.
And it's on a Friday.
You came in here with all this bravado. Let's play it out. Let's see what happens.
I was so excited. I was like, where's my notes? I forgot my notes.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you... Well, that is the benefit to having a two-person show, right? If you were a solo host, you couldn't have just walked out for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You would the whole show would have went off the rails. All right, 215-592-94.
It goes off the rails regardless if I'm sitting here or not.
It went off the rails at 10:03. We just started this. The show just started. All right, we get a nice little breather last night, and the NFCs gives us a breather because the Cowboys lost that football game. Lions win last night, and now the magic number goes down to 3, which means the Eagles really don't have to play great football to win the division now. They have, and Hugh, it does, look, they need to win the game more now for their psyche Monday than for the standings, right? They have 5 games to go. They're going to face 3 teams or three games that are easier than the Chargers, right? They're going to play the Commanders twice. And I know it's a division opponent, but Commanders are worse than the Chargers. And they're going to play the Raiders. So, like, the game isn't now, it's not as meaningful standings-wise, but what it is now, it's a psyche game. They got to get their psyche back. They got to get their confidence back by winning this game Monday. But they only need 3 out of the last 5. And I would take that in a heartbeat. I got Riverboat Gamblers over here like, let's just play it out. Maybe we'll go 4-1, 5-0.
If they die, they die.
Yeah.
No, I feel like this team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, okay, let me do it like this, because I see a lot of people there in that boat of hopes and maybes, and they're talking about giving up body parts and stuff. Has this team played to the potential that we think it has?
No.
It hasn't, right?
No, especially not on offense.
So help me understand why it's okay just to get there. Like, because that's what we're talking about. Because let's be honest with ourselves. The way this team is presently constructed, we ain't winning no Super Bowl. I'm sorry to break it to y'all, but to me it just sounds like y'all just happy to be there. You just want to get there. You want to go to Disneyland. You don't want to jump on none of the rides, because that's what it kind of sounds like.
Well, let me present a different view on it than just get there. You know, the last month of the season, for some teams, they have to scratch and claw to get there. Mm-hmm. We don't have to technically do
that. And we're not
one
of those teams.
Right, the Eagles only have to get to three. And look, the Cowboys certainly could lose one more game. The Eagles might only have to win two of their own games to clinch the division. Mm-hmm. Now, I would take three wins for the Eagles, 3-2, but... I mean, what if they won three out of the next four and then sat everyone that last game of the season
as a mini bye? That's something different, Joe.
Because that would help us rest up for the postseason. Also, guys, we don't have Jalen Carter for the foreseeable future.
I hear you, Joe.
Are we sure this team's going to be on the one side of the ball that's good right now?
Or has he been all season anyway?
Well, that's fair, but he's still out there, and he still has had some moments. I mean, our best defensive player, him and Quinyon, our two best, and Bond, right? The three best.
Yeah, they say Quinyon, Drake grading out as one of the best
Quinyon's
players in the
awesome,
game.
But our best defensive lineman is out. And that reporting was yesterday, do you guys expect to see him in the next few weeks? I don't.
Well, he's not on IR.
I know, but...
Yet.
The way it read, it couldn't put him on IR because of the time that he has to be on.
They could.
And be ready for the playoffs?
Well, yeah.
Like early in the playoffs?
If they're waiting for playoffs, then they have to put him on IR because that opens up the roster spot.
So 4 weeks is the IR.
I thought it was 6.
Yeah. Be back by Buffalo, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe, but that means he's missing, he's missing two big games here. Three.
Well, the Raiders a big game?
They're all big games when you're coming down the stretch and you're signing up for 3-2.
Dude, we're gonna kill the Raiders.
I looked ahead; it's a 12.5 point line already. Yeah, they should crush the Raiders.
Hold on, wasn't that the line with the Cardinals game in 23?
Why'd you have to put that in the atmosphere? But the Raiders are really bad.
Well, was it Sidney Brown? We just lost the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, that did happen. Let's go to Keith in California. What's up, Keith?
Yeah, I'm depressed. Because when I'm watching that game yesterday, even when Dallas is down 10 repeatedly, they move the ball. They don't go, quarters of three and out, three and out, three and out. So I'm one of them would give up my pinky for three wins here, because it just doesn't seem like it's happening. And when you I was looking forward to that game yesterday because I want Dallas to lose, of course, but I'm watching the offenses on both teams, and they're just capable, and we are not capable.
That's what I'm talking about right here.
And that's not going to fix.
He just wants to go.
He's right.
He ain't trying to win at all.
Keith,
he just want to go.
Keith, the other thing I was thinking, but if you go, you have a chance to get on a roll when you're there.
But let's be honest.
Got to get to the dance.
That happened this year?
See, Keith just wants to go because he knows that this offense is not good enough to sustain anything in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to live in that space.
So you're living in delusion.
What's the alternative, Hugh?
Okay, delusion.
The alternative is that the season's over today?
Well, listen, Keith. And this is I believe this wholeheartedly. If this offense doesn't get going in five games, then guess what? They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. For the standard that they've set for themselves, for the bar that they've reached. If they sputter down in, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. That's a fact.
But if we're talking about deserve, they don't deserve right now.
What do you mean, Keith? What are you talking about? Help me understand. What do you mean they don't deserve? Keith, who's the defending Super Bowl champions? So what are you saying to me when you say they don't deserve to be in the playoffs? Help me understand that part. What do you mean they don't deserve to?
Because this is 2025. Keith, and I have eyeballs. And,
okay, Keith. That's an answer. But is this the? Are they returning everybody that they had last year for the most part?
No, neither is any other team in the NFL.
Keith, listen to what I'm saying again, and I'm gonna give you listen to what I just said, and answer again. Are they returning most of their players from this team for the most part? The key
most
players.
Most of them, yeah.
Well, the offense. Right. The offense.
So, Keith, why is it that they don't deserve to go? Because when you look at them on paper, regardless of what this offense is, they should be better than what they are. Do you agree with that?
I hear you.
No, Keith, listen. I'm asking you. These are simple yes or no questions. I have to treat you as hostile, Keith. You didn't answer the question, Keith. I asked you a question. And you didn't ask. You start talking.
So
it's a yes or no.
No, I answered the question because you want to know what they look
Keith,
like on paper.
Keith.
Last year, Cooper DeJean, and this isn't on him, but Cooper DeJean, if you were within a finger of him, he was bringing you down immediately. Mm. This year, for some reason, the ball carrier gets two more yards.
Keith.
Zach Bond the same. I never saw a linebacker play a better season.
I didn't ask you to tell me what you think's going on. I asked you a question whether or not you thought with the way that this team was constructed and in the heights that they reached last year, do they deserve to be in the playoffs? This is the problem. I try to talk to y'all like adults, right? And you don't act like adult because I asked a simple yes or no question. This is not a therapy session right now.
Well, it kind of is.
Not really, because we have
safe
those
space.
We have those space. Shows for therapy sessions right
Natural,
now.
Be curious.
Right now, I am trying to be logical and base my conversation in logic. You can't give me that. Everybody want to talk about how you feel. I don't care about your feelings today.
Let me put it a very simple way. I don't trust this team. This 2025 Eagles team.
Fair.
So that's why if I could sign up right now, if I had some sort of magic where I could sign up right now for 3-2.
You dealing with hopes and maybes.
Well, my hope is while we get to 3-2, we start to fix some of the issues. Because there's two ways that could go if we play it out, right? We're living in a make-believe world. If we play it out, they could fix it. They could dominate. Like Kyle was talking, they catch the Rams for the one seed, and we could be the favorites heading back into January. Or we could go 2-3, 1-4, 0-5. I think the last one is hyperbolic. But they could go 2-3, stumble their way in, and get their ass kicked in the first round.
That's what we do this for.
Do what for?
Watch football.
No, I know.
Watch the Eagles. Yes. This thing could end in a disaster.
If he dies, he dies.
Hey.
Yeah.
No. I want to live. 215-592.
I am done with you.
Kaput. 215-592-9495. All right, as we sit here today after last night, I'd sign up for 3-2 to finish the season. High roller Hugh over here wants to take his chances. Where do you come down? Would you sign up for 3-2, or would you take your chances with the rest of the season? And after, on the other side coming up, we'll play you some audio from Jordan Mailata, who seems to think there is a change coming to the run game finally this week. That's next. Your call. It's Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, we're back? We're back!
Wait a minute. Didn't we just say last week we were never playing this song?
Come on, Hugh. We're the best of friends.
Friday.
I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, I'm not wrong. I don't mind you playing it. I just was
I'm off the mat. I picked the towel up.
On the road again. I'm okay with it.
I'm going to go on the road again by going 3-2.
Yeah, we could. We're talking about
it. No, we can't do that.
You know how you can't get on the road again? Going 2-3 and missing the playoffs or 1-4?
They're not going 2-3.
What? Are you guys sure about that?
Yes.
No.
Man, listen.
I'm not.
Like we've said all week long, it's clear that, you know, schematically, you can't change a whole lot.
Yeah, so, but we're just going to go 5-0 because want to.
No, but your execution, you can get that right in 5 weeks, I believe.
I am 1 week away from banning the word execution on this show. I'm tired of all the players saying it.
You know what's funny?
No, we can start using
to hear from Mailata.
Oh, can't
we can use execution in a different sense of the word. It's the same thing, but like executing players, like, you know.
No, that's harsh.
That's harsh.
Yeah, ew.
No, I was just saying because wasn't it more or somebody said something about execution and he was like, well, yeah, I can't execute him or something he said.
Who
but
said
anyway,
that?
I forgot one of the football coaches said that at a press conference.
Jim Mora?
I think it was. Was it Jim Moore? I can't remember who it was.
Moore had so many great ones. I mean, every time around this time of the year when I'm thinking about playoffs, I just think Jim
but you
Moore.
But you know what it is? And this is where it's like the mentality. To me, it's about the mentality. And what I hear what you're saying, Joe. But the mentality to me is that you just want to make it. Like, you've set a standard for yourself. I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Where making it just isn't good enough.
So, no, I'm not signing up to go out in the first round. But when I say make it, like, I think their talent, their pedigree, the stuff Elliott always brings up, right? Like, they're tested. That all can come out once they get into the playoffs. I got to get there first. And there's a very simple path to getting there. Just win three out of the last five.
But see, here's the thing, and this is how I look at it, is it's not about just getting there. It's about winning the Super Bowl.
Sure.
See, that's where I think when I see this board light up and everybody's saying, I'll just be happy with 3-2.
Well, you know what? Because I think people realize there is a chance they fall apart.
No, but again,
I'm eliminating
right.
that.
You're right, Joe. There's a chance you fall apart. And what I'm saying is this. If you fall apart, then you don't deserve to go.
Sure.
Because your standard is higher than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't, if you fall apart down the stretch when you've had this run, you don't deserve to be there.
I think
that's the bottom line.
I think the difference is I have accepted that they're very flawed this year. And if they get in the postseason and they get a home game and then they can get to the second round and they're a couple bounces away, maybe they figure it out by the end.
But I haven't accepted that.
The people that are playing this out, you're playing with fire.
I have not accepted that.
Well,
I have not accepted
they're flawed. They're very flawed.
No, they're flawed, but they could get past this. They're still one of the most talented teams in the NFL.
Sure.
And when you look
at, but they've been that the whole year.
They have, and they've had some pretty decent wins. When you look at some of the teams they beat, like the Denver Broncos, skin of the teeth. No, wait a minute, that was the wrong one. That would have been a good one.
We blew a Billy.
I meant to say the Rams.
This isn't going well.
Yeah, because I forgot the team. I forgot we lost. It went the other way on that.
Yeah.
But no, when you're
talking about beating the Rams,
you're beating the Rams. You beat some pretty decent teams with the simplistic offense that you had early on.
Yeah.
Execution. I know you don't like to hear that word, but the way that you have ran the plays, and I'm trying not to use execution, but the way you've ran the plays has been lacking in the last couple of weeks.
Execution.
If you tighten that up, we can't use that word.
They're one block away.
Joe doesn't like that word. He doesn't like that word.
Because you know what it is?
It's a crutch at this point.
It's an excuse for mediocrity when you don't know how to explain it. Oh, if I just did this a little better, I'd be better. Well, every mediocre team could say the same thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One block away.
But here's the
execution.
Thing, this team, for what it was last year and the way that they played last year, won the Super Bowl with that same formula.
I disagree.
They had their sport. No, they had their spurts. They ran the ball better.
But they were dominant on defense.
They ran the ball better.
But they were dominant on defense, and they ran the ball great. They're not anything like last year. They're not dominant on defense. They've been for a couple games here and there, but not as the course of the full season. And they haven't run the ball great. Look, I think that they could, with time, right, the next 5 weeks, start to move in the right direction. I'm eliminating the bad. I'm getting us to the playoffs at 3-2, and we take our shot and we get there.
What are you doing?
That's listening to what Joe's saying and sucking my teeth.
Which is great radio.
No, but I'm saying that's a hope. That's not the space that I choose to live in, but, especially when you're talking about this team
but you're hoping.
And where they've been.
You're hoping. The idea
no,
that
I believe that you have not lived up to your potential. And in order for you to ultimately get to where you want to be, because we're like everybody on here is talking about playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
But we're both talking about the Super Bowl.
Okay, okay. No, we're not. We're talking about you're talking about just getting in. Do the best that you can. When I hear what you say, Joe. Do the best you can until you get in, and then we'll figure it out when we get there. Well, no, you got 5 weeks to figure it out, because if you don't figure it out in 5 weeks, then you don't deserve to be there.
Sure, but you guys, there's also a chance they go 4-1 and still are playing in the first round of the playoffs, just like my scenario. If the Rams go win out, the Eagles go 4-1, they're still the number two seed, and they're playing in the first round.
You know what they did last year?
What's that?
Played in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, my scenario gets him playing in the first round. Like, 3-2 is not – you're painting me to be like, oh, just take one win the rest of the way. 3-2?
But the upside is that you have home field advantage in the bye.
Sure, I get it. All right, let's – before we go any further, a couple things to get to. One, how about that win for the Sixers last night? The end of that game, Hugh, was awesome with the maxi miss and the edge cone put back and then the chase down block. I keep watching all the different angles. Great win for the Sixers last night over the Warriors. So that was fun to watch. Also
– was it a great win?
It was a fun win.
Curry and Butler were out. I mean, I just...
It was a fun win. Hmm. Fun ending? Can I have that?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, it was a fun... You're right. It wasn't a great win. It was a fun ending.
Yeah.
It was a feel-good
I'm over the whole thing.
Okay. The Sixers?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they come back to
you're
Earth,
done?
Obviously.
You are done?
Kaput. I did notice Embiid in his warm-up outfit running over to Maxi and Edge come to hug him at the end.
He was there.
Yeah, he was in his that outfit. All right, before we go any further, though, we will have something big for you coming up as the show goes on. You know what that is, Hugh?
What you got?
What do you know?
You mean it's the stocking stuff? You get a kick out of that.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cake.
Wait a minute, Joe. Just gonna ask me questions.
It's not a hard one. Yes, it is Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliance. It's literally your thing. It's your stocking. All right. The next time you hear that sound that we just played, the sounder, you call in 215-592-9494, and you will be part of the mix to win a great prize pack today, which includes the Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, the playing cards, and a Weber Grill Brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. All thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their home for the holidays. Appliance sales, shop local, and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75-liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750-milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember, celebrate responsibly. When you hear the sounder as the show goes along, you call in, and we'll find out what the heck is in Hugh's
David
Holiday
Copperfield.
Stocking. Yeah. Now, again.
He's still alive, too.
Alive and a magician, not a musician. So, anyway, we'll do that coming up as the show goes along. Be tuned for that. All right, before we go back to the phones, though, can we hear from Jordan Mailata? Sounds like maybe some new wrinkles coming here on Monday against the Chargers. Here is Mailata.
To be honest, as boring as this sounds, it's the same story every week. We are one block away. Got some new stuff in this week.
Break.
Hopefully we can execute up front. That's where it starts, and that's where it ends. If we execute up front, take care of everything else.
So two things there. I guess he hasn't heard about your notepad because he said that's where it starts. No, it starts with the Chargers.
Well, it does start with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And that's where they're going to implement the new
wrinkles. Yeah. I also heard hopefully we can execute in there. So now we've moved down to instead of just execution, we are hoping to execute. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are signing up to just roll the dice on this thing. Yeah.
No, but I mean, you know, and that's where I'm coming from. You remember that it was an old wise man said, there is no hope. Just do. His name was Yoda. And Yoda spit those images.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it was. Do or do not.
We're quoting Yoda.
Yeah.
The second segment of the show.
Dude, come on.
Kyle, I was close.
I know, no.
I was close. Do or do not.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm trying to get
there is no try.
No try.
Yeah.
That's how, that like, because to me, and going back to last night, because you guys that are calling in talking about I'll take 3-2 are living in spaces where you're just hoping for the best.
Yes.
No, you are still in control of your destiny, and you have to take it by the reins. Like somebody said, by the short and curlies. And you have to master that. You got 5 games left, man, and you have not looked nowhere near
so
It's like the offense you were last year.
But they're not in control of their destiny.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Why not?
Because my way.
We're talking about the division, right? Like, here's the blueprint for any team that's in a division. Win your division first.
Sure.
You're still in control of that.
But what I mean is they're not. So we're having a discussion on whether or not three. Would you sign up for 3-2 or hope for better, right? Just roll the dice. They could go 4-1 or 5-0 and still be the 3 seed.
But you could be, like, in my scenario, Joe, that's the case, but you're playing better
football.
That's
fine, but my scenario is there's no downside. They cannot blow this. They're in the playoffs at 3-2.
Sounds like a hope, maybe.
And, no, it's truth. They would be the 3 seed. They would be the 3 seed at 3-2.
Hey, just let me in, and I'm just going to come in, and, you know, I'm just going to hope for the best. No, I'm kicking in the door.
Damn right.
Waving the 4-4. All Papa said was don't touch them no more. Yeah. Like, yeah.
All that for a team that
cliche.
Had two but maybe first downs in the first half last week.
Kick it in the dough.
Right, yes, I know. I got the reference.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines.
I'm built for this.
Me too. We built for this, Kyle.
Ed in Phoenixville. What's
maybe
up, Ed?
The gun reference was too much, though. Maybe so.
Yeah. Well, no. Morning, back.
Morning, guys. Song
lyrics. Hey, Ed.
So I'm afraid I'm going to upset Hugh by saying this, but I'll happily take the 3-2.
I can hear it in your voice, though, Ed. It's cool.
Yeah. Ed gets it. Yeah, Ed understands.
You sound like that kind of guy. It's cool.
So I do have a couple of follow-up questions, though, and this wasn't exactly made clear to me by Kyle, so shame on him. But does this in any way guarantee any performance in the playoffs, or could we just as easily crap the bed in the first round of the playoffs?
We could just as easily is what I would say. But here's what I would say is this, Ed. If we go 3-2, we're almost assured to be the 3 seed, get a home playoff game, and at least there's definitely no collapse. Like by Hugh and Kyle's idea, yeah, maybe they go 4-1 or 5-0. Maybe they go 2-3 and miss this thing all entirely. Like, we are guaranteed. If you just tell me right now, you could close your eyes, sign up, and it's all of a sudden it's January 8th and we're playing a home playoff game against the 6 seed. Ed, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go to that game. I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bird in the hand, two in the bush kind of thing. Count me in as well. Last night's game, I only caught the part of it. I caught enough to realize how badly Terrence Steele sucks. I mean, he is really, really bad. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a sack on him. So, like, I'm looking at our edge rushers this week, and, you know, we got two last week. But, like, we need more out of Jalen Phillips. Like, he's kind of had a sort of a two-game lull. You know, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, like, they need to get off this week. And I it's kind of wishful thinking, but I really, you know, you look at both the Chargers tackles are out. You got, Sawyer and Pipkins. So, I mean, come on. Let's go.
Yeah, and their offensive line has gone from what they thought it was a strength. I mean, they drafted Alt with a top 5 pick, and Slater was like the 10th or 11th pick that year, I think the Parsons Devontae year. And that was supposed to be the strength of their team. And when I've watched their games this year, Ed, Justin Herbert gets rocked. I mean, he gets hit so much because they can't block. So I'm with you. This is a game where Nolan Smith and Jalen Phillips and Jalix Hunt, they got to go wreck the game, especially if he's playing with one hand, if he can't even, you know, use his left hand to brace himself.
Yeah, and we don't need a Marion Hampton coming back this week either, because, you know, last week we had Swift and Menungai, and this week we could have Hampton and Vidal's his last name.
Yeah, he had a big game last week. Yeah, with Greg Roman, they're going to want to run the ball. So that's for sure what they're going to do. Ed, good phone call. See, Ed gets it. We sign up for the 3-2. We go into the playoffs.
No, I can tell. Ed just hoping for ifs and maybes. No, I want to be in control of this situation. It just sounds like, when I hear people say that, hey, I'll take 3-2, you're just happy to be there.
But aren't you hoping for the ifs and maybes?
No, I
have the definite 3-2. You are hoping for 4-1 or 5-0 go 2-3.
I want this team to play like they should have been playing all season long.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it into the playoffs, then guess whose fault that is? It's your fault. Not your fault, but it's their fault.
Well, I'll get the blame for it.
Yeah, it's their fault. Because we sat here. See, this is where the line, to me, the line has been moved.
Mm-hmm.
We sat here all year. Oh, we're going to go back-to-back. We didn't play well. And every week we were told, hey, we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. Now you're running out of games to play.
Sure.
You need to get it right. Because you know what this is eerily similar to? Remember when we went in the playoffs again in Tampa mm-hmm. and went down there and got dragged?
Mm-hmm.
We were just happy to be in the playoffs. We are beyond, in my opinion, being happy to be there. That's not the team. That's not what we've built here as a fan base or an organization, just to be happy to be in the playoffs. Well, we made it to the playoffs. I mean, no, you won the Super Bowl. You're trying to defend your crown. And you know what it takes to defend your crown? You need to play better down the stretch. You haven't done that.
So I agree to an extent. I also think it's a weird year in the NFC where I don't know if there's much difference between the one seed and the six seed.
There's
so,
a possibility.
So just get in, get a three seed, and let's go.
But here's the thing. Out of all the offense that we saw last night and potentially going to see this weekend with every NFC team that's playing, hell, the Carolina Panthers might be a problem.
They could could win the division in the
if
South.
They get in, like, because anything can happen, but what is the constant when you see most of these teams playing? The Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit, 70-plus points last night.
They moved the ball.
We don't do that.
I know. That's why I'm signing up for 3-2 before the bottom falls out.
That's the point. That you're making my point now, because signing up for 3-2, you're just happy to be there. You're probably going to get blown out because you're going to play one of those teams that are putting up monster points.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, what if their defense just plays great in the playoffs and they win a playoff?
Maybe. See, that again, maybe, maybe not.
Right,
no,
but in your scenario, they could fall apart.
No, in
and
my
then,
scenario,
then everything here is on thin ice.
My scenario is play better. And if you don't play better or if you don't execute better, you don't deserve to be there, bottom line.
So, well, that would be it. And look, they got a gift last night. The Cowboys lost, so now they 3-2 can get them to the playoffs. They don't need – like if the Cowboys had won last night, the Eagles, without the Cowboys' help, would have needed to go 4-1. And the way the Eagles have played lately, 4-1 feels like a lot. 3-2 is doable. I mean, they're favorite on Monday. They're huge favorites already in the look ahead against the Raiders. They'll be favored both Commanders games, even if they're underdogs in
four
Buffalo.
Four wins right there.
Yeah, and they were 7-point favorites over the Bears, that didn't work. They were favored over the Cowboys. And the point is, like, 3-2 is perfectly fine. Let's get to the playoffs, and we'll just go from there.
We're not here for fine. We won the Super Bowl last week.
Oh, there we go. They had two first downs in the first half last week. Two first downs. That feels impossible.
That's called rock bottom. It's only up from here.
I do like that perspective, yeah. Are we going to say that after this phone call? Aaron in San Diego, up next on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Philadelphia, what a great morning it is today, huh?
It is a good morning. The Cowboys lost, Aaron, and 3-2 gets us to the postseason. Let's go.
The only thing better than an Eagles win is a Cowboys loss. And, you know, hey, everybody out there that's talking about our offense, you know, when we played against the Cowboys, had it not been for those 14 penalties and those two ridiculous turnovers we had, we would have had the same result that the Lions had yesterday.
Maybe. It was a toss-up game. Yeah, but, I mean, the bottom line is, Aaron, the Lions put up 40-something points, and we couldn't move the ball for three quarters against the Cowboys.
We can do that.
Listen, Joe, I don't know what your deal is today. You know, I don't know why you want to be like the negative Nelly and you want to analyze everything.
How is it negative to say, let's take three wins and get to the playoffs?
Let him talk.
Let me talk.
That's right. It's Aaron's show.
It's not.
Listen, call it irrational diehard fandom, okay? But this team has given us all the confidence in the world the last 3 years to stand behind them. I mean, Chargers, win. Raiders, win. Commies, win. Bills, win. The last game isn't even going to matter because everything's going to be set in stone. Because here's what's going to happen. At some point, this team is going to figure it out because the last 3 years they've stumbled and they ended up figuring it out.
No, that's not true at all, Aaron. In 2023, when
they went to two Super Bowls in the last 3 years.
At what point in 2023 did they figure it out? What are you talking about?
They went to the playoffs, Joe. They still got into the playoffs.
Oh, Nick, you got to stop.
Are you going to take two out of three?
Are you
telling me you're going to, the last 3 years, you wouldn't take two Super Bowls in 3 years?
Yes, but
we had in 2023?
I did not disagree with you, but when you say they figured it out each year, everything you said before that goes out the window.
That was a lie. I mean, they did not figure it out in 2023. They completely fell apart.
Listen to me. At some point, the Sky Marshall is going to take off the Clark Kent glasses, okay, and he's going to do what he does. And that's win games is going to take us to another Super Bowl. And I want to address the elephant in the room from yesterday. I was viciously attacked not once, not twice, but three times.
Three times.
Kyle, don't you have a little bit more respect for your elders?
No.
When somebody's dealing with a chest cold and you got to make a nasty comment?
Sure.
You made nasty comments, Kyle?
No, I was curious as to why you were out of breath. You are.
Well, and then there's Jersey. Can I keep going, or are you going
to
cut me off
again? Well, you know, I'm starting to get tired of you commandeering everything. This is not your show.
Can we do a wellness check on Jersey Jim?
I don't want to talk to Jim anymore.
About him after yesterday.
Well, you know he's not going to call today because his defense got rocked last night.
Well, my fear is that if he did some crying yesterday, that spray tan might drip off onto his stewardess outfit, and it's pretty expensive to have to get that spray tan.
Well, now he's definitely going to call it.
The third one, I don't know what I ever did to Ken in Cinnamon Street or wherever he's from. You know, but I've always been nice to him. But you know, I'm not going to throw you hate, Kate. Ken, I'm going to appreciate you because you are our intermission caller.
You're picking a lot of fights.
You are
today.
The one that when you get into that monotone Bueller, Ferris Bueller, and you try to turn this into a statistics class, it gives us all the chance to drop the kids off at the pool to go get some coffee. Mm. And even when I'm feeling a little bit, I didn't get enough sleep. I put you on, and it puts me right to sleep. I just want to thank you so much, Ken. Keep doing what you're doing. And, hey, you, just so you know, people try to get rid of their dessert wines by giving it to other people, just so you know.
Wow, an extra shot out the door. All right, Aaron, we got you, man. We appreciate it.
Damn, he's trying to say King gave me a dessert wine.
Oh, mm-hmm. He didn't want the wine. No, he dumped it on you.
Let me tell you.
I'll
tell you what.
Pretty strong work after he filibustered for 5 minutes.
I got to tell you, Aaron. Ken gave me a nice bottle of wine. That's not.
Why haven't you drank it yet?
Because it was so nice, Joe, that you got to drink that wine with somebody else.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's a show off bottle.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Holiday season's coming up,
you know what I mean?
Bottle.
It's one of them bottles where you'd be like, hey, you got to have a significant other to drink that wine with.
Yeah, sure is. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down? Five games to go. Cowboys lost last night. The magic number for the Eagles now is down to 3. Would you sign up right now? Just know it, 3-2, and we get to the postseason. Or you like Hugh and Kyle over here where you'll roll the dice. Maybe 5-0, maybe 0-5. Who the hell knows? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Plus, we could get a resolution to the Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes very soon. The winter meeting starts Sunday. The latest on his free agency and a temperature check on where we're at with Kyle Schwarber. That's next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.